they can't say if they were two, they're two.
When the girls come home, and they told their mother that they were pregnant.
New York?
What?
Yeah. Yeah, what's all it though?
They want to rule it?
They want to rule it, yeah.
Do you have anything to
assist? Oh, no, no, nobody. Mm-mm.
Men vad skulle de göra? För det kunde ju lätt hända, vet du, när du var ute på danser och
blev
fulla och...
Ja, oh yeah. But I can say, I had one friend. She went with a boy used 2-3 times. And I guess she got pregnant. And the mother had opened brought her up in the attic. She didn't dare to tell her husband that she had a girl there.
And had her?
She had a baby.
Up in the attic?
Well, when she was pregnant, and then she went to a, I don't think she went to a hospital, do this. My mother and my grandmother were both, what do you call it in Swedish?
Barnmorska?
No. Yeah, barnmorska, yeah.
No.
She wasn't my mother, but she took care of a lot of kids come to the world, and so did my grandma.
Yes, so?
Mm-hmm.
Så de var medicinkunniga då? Kunde de med mediciner och sjukdomar och sånt?
Well, no, but sometimes barnmorska, you know, they had to call them somebody, some kids come too quick, you know.
Ja,
my mother was always there.
Jaså. Men vad hände med den flickan nu som fick en...
She had a baby and she had to... Then when she had a baby, she had to move away from home.
To where?
I remember when I was home the last time, not the last time, a couple times before, I went to, she lived in Halmstad then, but she was remarried then.
And well, she didn't marry the boy she had?
No.
But the reason she left from home now, was that because of the parents?
The father. The father.
Got mad?
Mm-hmm.
So they felt the shame of
it? Well, they happened quite often that he had to go somewhere.
I know, but if you really think about it, it was ridiculous because, you know, everybody will know it anyway. So why didn't they
Well, I don't think they thought that far.
You weren't there, eh?
They had to stand it themselves.
Uh-huh. Och prästen, han hjälpte inte till heller?
I don't think so. I had nothing to do with it.
He did not encourage it, he said.
No, but I don't know. I imagine it's the same here.
No.
But they have more protection now too.
No. På den tiden fanns ingenting.
No.
It was just pure
look at,
luck.
Look at in China.
No.
If
no.
You see the pictures in... Who in the heck was that? They take that off there.
No. I'll take that.
Yeah. He sent some kind of to help them so they could support, kind of support themselves. And there was some kind of pills.
Då ska bara ha ett barn nu.
Yeah. And she made bracelet of it and choke or some things with them.
Det är väl i Sverige. På 1800-talet. Så din mamma nu var barnmorska?
Well, hon var inte barnmorska,
men hon visste
att du gör det.
Så de var kunniga i sånt?
Ja, yeah, ja. Yeah.
Vem var den som hjälpte till om ni blev sjuk till exempel? Ni ringde inte efter doktorn om ni blev
sjuk? No, 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 no.
Vem tog hand om det till exempel om ni fick hosta och kikhosta och mässlingen och sånt?
Well, you wait, you got well.
Det var allt?
Det var allt.
Inga mediciner?
No, no. Hoffmannstroppa.
Hoffmannstroppa.
You remember that?
Ja, ni fick ingen inga spritdrycker eller någonting?
No, no.
Nej. Pojkarna till exempel fick de en halv sur på när man hade ont i magen och sånt.
I don't think
det
so.
Det förekom inte.
There was no whiskey in my home.
Inte det?
No.
Alltså det förekom inte?
No, there was no whiskey in my home. And no cards either.
Inte det?
No,
ni fick inte spela kort?
No.
Alltså det var... Ni var riktiga schartoaner då?
Ja, ja. My stepfather was.
Var han med i kyrkorådet kanske?
No, no, no. He was a... Vad var han? Han var... Is it a Jehovah's Witness? Something like that.
Och han gick inte till kyrkan då?
No, 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 no. Alltså... My mother always took his kids.
Till kyrkan?
Ja, kyrkan, ja.
Och han gick till Jehovas vittnes?
Ja. Jag tänkte att det är Jehovas vittnes, jag kan inte. Är så pingstvänner?
Ja, det är något liknande, ja.
Ja.
Och det gick bra, alltså ni,
oh, yes.
Ni hade två religioner i samma hus.
Åh, oh, ja. That's his second wife.
Ja, så jag stepfader, han gick aldrig med till kyrkan då?
No.
Alltså han var en så pass sträng...
Well, I don't know.
Var han hallänning?
Oh yes, oh yes.
Ja. Och det är många Jehovas vittnesen i den trakten eller... Och det är liten.
Well,
hade
no.
Han sin egen lilla kyrka?
No, they don't have a kyrka even. They just had a lokal.
Oh, ja, ja.
Is that a lokal?
Samlingslokal.
Ja, samlingslokal. You know.
Ja, det är inte gott att komma ihåg. Ja, du får tänka att du var 27 år när du kom ifrån Sverige.
Ja.
Alltså det är ju ganska hög ålder att emigrera och ta steg över till ett... Du har aldrig ångrat dig någon gång?
To come over here?
Ja.
No, I haven't, because I had it good here and I would have had it good in Sweden too. The only thing I miss my family, because we don't have any children, see.
Men när du kom tillbaka nu, du och så Örni och hälsade på i Halland, ni träffade väl gamla kamrater?
Oh yes. Ja. But there is nobody left now.
Nej, men alltså när ni var hemma förut, hade de det bra?
Oh yes.
Hade de gift sig med bondpojkar och fått gårdar?
Oh yes.
Hemmansägare?
Yeah, hemmansägare, yes.
Och de var nöjda och glada?
De var nöjda.
Frågar de dig då hur du hade det här över?
Well, they always asked me if I would like to come back home.
Alltså de undrar på det?
Ja, yeah, but I always answered them that I got it good in America.
Tror de att de trodde dig?
Well, I did, I can answer either.
Ja, du kunde inte se på dem om de var...
No, I couldn't. No, I never. Like I say, we were alone with Ernie and I, because we didn't have any children, see.
Så det var lätt tre år omkring.
Ja, but so we didn't have too much connection, but we had a lot of friends.
Ja.
Ernie was very liked, very much liked, and we had our clubs, you know, and things to go.
Ja, hur var han verksam mycket i Thule, Vasa?
He was in the team, drill team.
Och det var han?
Oh yes.
Uh-huh. Ja.
I think he was kassör for the drill team even.
Ja, så han var gick på alla möten och.
Oh yes, he took, but. I went with him, but I wasn't so, I don't do so much work.
I Thule?
No. Mm. But he was, there was everybody, Jörn Thule and Vikings, you know, when he came.
Det var de två största grupperna, ja.
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 And then we have Artfeller, but that's a mixed class, you know.
Ja.
What do you belong to?
Vasa.
Vasa.
Ja. Så, var Örni med i politiken?
No.
Inte alls?
No. Mm-mm.
Var han republikan eller demokrat eller?
He always said, I'm going to tell you that, he said, I don't vote for the party, I vote for the man.
Jaså?
And he never told me what to do either.
Nej. Vem röstade du på?
I did just like Örni. I believe in that. It isn't the party, it is the man we put in.
Ja.
Don't you think so?
Jo, det hörs bra ut. Så om det fanns det svenskar på att rösta här när ni som var med i City Council och Alderman och sånt?
Oh yes, we had a Swedish major here for many.
Ja, Sam Carlson.
Ja, yeah, for 42 years.
Ja.
And now we have a Carlson again, and he's pretty good.
Ja. Ja, han är demokrat. Men han är republican.
I think he's a Democrat.
Ja.
But I don't vote that way.
Så du röstar på person då?
Mm-hmm.
Ja.
And Ernie never told me what to do and I don't tell him what to do.
Han säger inte det?
No.
Och ni jämför inte heller vem ni har röstat på?
And I don't know, I have never asked Ray and Frida what kind of party they have. I think that is a thing you have to use your head.
Ja.
And Carlson is doing wonderful here.
Ja, så. Han är omtyckt.
Oh, han är omtyckt. Not that everybody, you can't please everybody.
Ja, du kan ju vara glad nu när du får en ny gata här ute. Du får ju rösta på den igen.
We got a text.
Vad beror det på att ni får så bra gata här? Ni har ju den bästa gatan i hela Jamestown nu.
It's because they're going to take the third bridge off and fix it. And it's going to be a lot of traffic here.
You better be careful when you step out then. But it's a beautiful street now.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. And there's nice homes here. So we like it here. And Ray like it here. And he keeps it so nice. And
so they're bra.
Where is your glasses? If I had...
The Third Avenue Bridge?
Yeah.
Var det den första som går över där?
Me and another guy.
Vad berodde det på?
Oh, he said, come on, let's take a walk. And I was a game, you know, for everything then.
Hur gammal är den bron?
Well, den är...
Det är den som förbinder... downtown med...
Well, 35 years for sure. Jaha. And there is a lot of traffic in that bro.
Det
är
det, ja.
But Jamestown is a very nice little city.
Det är den enda stan som du har bott i då? Du har inte varit utanför...
No.
Så den...
So,
det kommer att förbli ditt hem.
It certainly will.
Ja. Så... Under krigsåren nu, då arbetade du på The Ball Bearing. Hur berodde det på att du fick det arbetet? Bad de att folk skulle komma ut och arbeta eller?
Oh yes, then you know, they needed people.
Ja, och du tyckte det var bra att komma hit från hemmet lite grann och arbeta?
Oh yeah, but I wasn't clean for the 2 years. All that grease, you know. You know what I told the boss?
Du förstörde händerna då?
Well, the clothes and everything, olja and stuff.
What did you tell the boss?
I told the boss when he came, and he always called me, hi, Swede. So he said, I want to talk to you. And I said, well, for what? He said, I have to lay you off. Thank you. I said, that's the best thing you told me for a long time. She said, now I'm going to go home and wash up and keep clean. Those small rings, you know.
You dipped them in oil?
Yeah.
And then it splashed all over. So your hands were dirty too then?
Oh gosh, yes. But I made money.
Were there a lot of women working in there?
Oh yes.
So a lot of housewives then came in there and they were satisfied to get the
pretty good pay. Yeah.
So you made as much money as early then?
Oh yes, sometime more.
Well, it was piecework.
Piecework.
How about the unions? Were you union then? No union?
No, there was no union then.
No union? No strikes or anything?
No. And I had a guy at, Arthur Jansen, it was. Arthur Jansen, I guess. And he always say, hey, Swede. So they always call me Swede. Because I couldn't talk American very good then.
So, and the foreman, was he Swede?
Oh yes, he was Swede. Ed Swanson, it, huh?
Ed Swanson.
Yeah.
Were there mostly Swedes working there? Swedish?
There was an awful lot, yeah. So then, the big owner of the factory, his son, he was the head of it down there where I worked, because he came to me and he said, I hear they laid you off, Mrs. Nielsen. Yes, I said, and I said, that's the best thing they told me for a long time. He said, don't you like it here? Yes, I said, but I'd like to go home and wash up and be clean for once. He said, how would you like to walk in my home? So I said, your home? I said. He said, my wife would like to have some help. He had a beautiful home. Well, I said, I don't know. But he said, she's gonna come up and talk to you. And she come up and talked to me, and they were some nice people. They were nice people. So I worked for them for 4 or 5 years in their home.
And then you had a clean job?
Yeah.
Did you like that better?
Oh, I like it better because...
Less pay?
I don't get less pay, but I mean, I could do as I want to, and I can go home if I want to and that.
So after you having this high-paying job now, and you had a lot of jobs before, Do you think the money meant so much, actually, when you think
about
it?
No, because then we were on our feet.
So once you were on your feet, the money didn't matter anymore, then you wanted to be free and...
That's the way we felt about it. I don't know how everybody else felt about it. Because if you have a big family, I mean...
You have to.
You have to. But not for us.
So you could take it a little bit easier then?
So I was there for years. And then one day he took me home. They always took me home. And then he took me to work. And then they took me home. And I noticed we were on the ditch a couple of times, close to the ditch, you know. So I said to Mrs. Gurney, I said, something is wrong with Mr. Gurney, I said. He said, I know what she said. He had cancer on the head.
And he died then shortly after?
Or? Well, he was sick for many months, but we are nice people.
And they were Americans?
Oh, yes.
So you could talk English enough then to make
you... Oh, yes, they understood me.
They did?
Oh, yes.
So you went there in the morning and came back home at night?
Yeah,
You worked there all day?
Well, it's about 4 o'clock or so, and then he took me home. It depends on what we had to do.
Oh, so you didn't have to drive yourself then?
I don't drive a car.
You don't drive?
But like I say, I had worked for very nice people.
But this ball bearing job was...
That was the best paying.
That was the best paying. But then was the thing that to get dirty.
Yeah.
How could you go to large meetings and dances?
No, yes.
You had to wash.
We had to wash up.
Soak up a couple of days.
But your hands, your fingernails and everything was greasy.
How about your hair and your face?
Well, we went to the hairdresser.
To clean it up?
Yeah.
You couldn't do like your grandma?
No. You know, I thought of that so often. I wish I had a picture of her, but I don't know why I have it. But when we kids, we were going to try to do it ourselves, but we couldn't.
So she had wavy hair then?
Wavy hair. Gray, beautiful, mixed.
So she wanted to be neat and good looking?
Yeah, we were poor, but we were always taught up to be cleaned. And like I say, when we come from school, there was hooks behind the kitchen door.
How about now, when you had the wash day in back home in Ilsberga when you were growing up?
Well, I mean, you...
You had it once a week then?
No, not like...
You saved it up then?
Saved it up, and then we went to the...
Basta, or the wash house.
Yeah,
you had a special house outside where you washed, or...?
Brygghuset, yeah.
Brygghuset, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what you call it, Brygghuset.
Isn't that what it heter?
Yes, in Småland they call it basta. You know where they...
Yeah, we call it Brygghuset, yeah.
And there everything was boiled, everything
yeah,
white.
My mother had a big kettle and then she put fire underneath it.
And everything white went in
oh,
there?
Oh, yeah. And then we took it down to the...
River? Or
to the creek and rinsed it, yes.
And then you had these boards, though?
I never forget. My brother, he couldn't be born. I don't know how old he was, but he was very bashful. And somebody had a loan at the bank tray, you know what I was a handler.
Yeah.
Somebody had my mother had borrowed that from a neighbor. And my mother said, you go over and give that, bring that break home. To them, they belonged to so and so. And so he took it. And he was so bashful. So he used to put it in the door and turned around and went home. So my mother said, did you say thank you for it? No, he said, I didn't dare to do that. She said, I just left it on the doorsteps and went home. They don't do those things in Sweden now.
So the young people were...
They were more bashful.
Why was that, you think? Were they told to be bashful and withdrawn?
I don't know. Why?
They never sat around the table when somebody came in and had coffee, for instance. The kids had to stay...
The kids had to stay away.
Stay away.
I never forget. One time my brother, we call it a pinna sofa. You know
the pinna sofa, yeah.
Yeah. And we were sitting there and looking at the people they were eating. And my brother, he hollered and he said, "We want some of that too." He got an ill feel.
Yes, so.
Now the kids are the first one. Isn't that the truth?
They know where they are.
You know, I was home in Sweden. Well, I don't know what year I was that. And my sister, she had two daughters. And they weren't, but, you know. And she was going to have a party for us before we left Sweden. So she had asked her friends to come for the party, you know, because my friends, they weren't in Göteborg, you know, they were. Well, anyhow, so don't you suppose her kids were the first one to the table? So I said to my sister, I said, "It's different today, isn't it? What do you mean?" I said, "You remember, Mom?" "Oh, yes," she said, "but that's many years ago." Yeah, I said, "If I was the mother," I said, "I certainly would have kids to wait till the rest of them had had."
So if you have had kids now, would you have raised them the same way your mother raised you, you think?
Oh, I don't think so. Yeah. I would have weakened too, like everybody else, I guess.
Do you want to look at them, you hold it?
No. That was my mom, don't she? Yeah.
Så men på vintertid nu när ni gjorde tvätten, ni var också ute i brygghuset och hängde ut på sträck för att torka?
I don't know. We saved it all, I guess. That my mother, she washed between, you know, things and rinsed in.
Ja.
But I mean, sheets and things like that. I think we saved till spring and then.
Ja. Och så hade vi en stor mangel.
Oh yes, we had a big
mangel. Stenmangel.
No, one of those.
Och så dra?
Ja.
Allting var manglat?
Oh ja.
Handdukar och ungott?
Everything.
Och så hade ni halm i madrasserna?
And my mother, don't put that in there.
Nej, det tar vi av.
Va?
Det tar vi av.
My brother, my grandma wove everything.
Ja.
Even the sheets.
Mormor,
yes. And so my brother, he was always full of 17. So, you know, those lockers, they were kind of coarse, you know, and sticky and scratching. So he said to my mother, "I won't have anything left of my hiney." I say hiney when I wake up because it's so hard to sleep in those sheets.
Mormor takes it down there?
No. But we had a good family life, I mean. Everybody was happy.
Ja, det var inte lätt att få allting att gå ihop och få mat på bordet här idag.
No, det var inte.
Men ni använde mjölk och ägg och potatis.
Well, we had our own eggs and we had our own milk, ja. And we had our own butter.
Och fisk, det fick ni från kusten.
Och det kom man cykels.
Cykel, ja. Ja. Sådde.
I wish I had a sill. Herring.
Ja. Ja, det var bra mat egentligen, för ni fick mycket vitaminer och sånt som hör.
Ja, there's nothing better than herring, fresh herring.
Ja.
When we were going to go to Sweden the last time, Ernie and I, my brother, he wrote my brother-in-law, Göteborg. He said, "I like to have sill, nothing else." And we had a big dish of sill when we came over there. The herring is good.
Ja.
Can you get Swedish stuff in Illinois?
Ja, det går att få, ja.
Jo, oh, det.
Chicago har och Rockford.
Oh yeah, that's close.
Ja. Där har de fortfarande folk som kan göra smörgåsbord.
They don't know what smörgåsbord look like.
Ja, det är mycket de kallar smörgåsbord, men det är väl inte smörgåsbord?
The daughter of one family I have worked for so many years. I had 3 party I worked for. Wednesday, Thursday and Fridays, every week. And one daughter, she used to send me a card now, and she said, "Here is a Swedish smorgasbord." I don't know if I have it even. He's married to her husband's father was a doctor here, Hammerstrom.
Svensk.
And she's married to his son. So she knows some kind of Swedish. So she sent me a card with all the stuff on the and the Swedish smorgasbord. There were svinfötter, there were leverpastej, there were cooked egg and seal, everything.
Ostkaka.
Ostkaka, and a svinahuv, everything. So I showed it to somebody, they couldn't believe it. I said, "You think you have smorgasbord here?" I said, "You don't know half of it."
Ja, det är mycket arbete då.
Ja, en lungemos.
Lungemos, ja.
En sylta. I can't figure out where I put that card. But she thought, she said, "You feel home when you see that," she said.
Så det var de rätta ingredienserna?
Mm-hmm. No, they don't know anything about smörgåsbord här.
Men det försvinner väl mer och mer naturligtvis när de inte kan... Ja, det är väl det att de är... De försöker göra det lättvindigt.
Ja, yeah. They don't want to do anything. Mm.
Det är mycket gelé och marshmallows.
Oh,
Cool Whip.
Oh, Cool Whip, yes. And yellow.
Det får inte vara med.
And I had rhubarb here out here. So I cooked some rhubarb cream. And Frida, she got wild. She said, "My God, is that ever good?" Well, I said, they don't have that here anymore. But she loved it.
Ja, men ni kan köpa här i Jämstad nu ingredienser.
Oh yes, oh yes.
Lutfisk kan ni få.
Oh yes.
Ja.
Oh, don't you get it over there?
Jo, nu får jag det också.
Ja. I like lutfisk. Arthur Jansson, he eat that by the... I don't know how much before he get tired of it. He loves it. The mustard sauce.
Och Hallandsklubben, ni har väl också...
Oh yeah, we had a party. We had a party for Christmas, yes. And the, well, there isn't that many left of this really sweets. It's me and Marie and Tyra Olofsson and Gust Olofsson. There isn't too many left.
Alltså, det är inte många
kvar. Well, we used to have a big party for Christmas. But the people are dying out, you know. And
Gunnar Kimberg är väl med i Hallandsgruppen?
Gunnar, oh yeah. No, he isn't med.
Föräldrar kom från Halland.
Va?
Hans föräldrar kom från Halland.
Oh yeah, but he's too busy. He has some shirts and that, so.
Jaha, och folkdans.
Va? Och folkdansen har allt det, yes.
Ja.
And the young people, they have so many other things they go to.
Så de hinner inte med allt?
No. Do they have anything like that in where you come from?
Ja, de har allt möjligt som för att roa sig med.
Ja.
Men tiden ändrar sig.
Tiden ändrar sig and people are dying out.
Ja.
And the young people don't care for those things.
Nej, men när det försvinner då är det borta för gott.
Ja. Somebody have to walk it up, I mean.
To keep it going.
Keep it going, yes.
Ja.
I think we are more, I feel about 25, 30, that's all. And most of them aren't even Swedish.
Ja, det är sådana som har gift sig in.
Ja, yes, yeah.
Som du sa att det finns inga mer hallänningar kvar så ni får ta vad...
Ta skitsmält.
Ja. Huvudsaken är att ni kommer tillsammans och
har
trevligt och
gemütligt. Yeah, yes. Because you know what they have to do?
Nej. Nej, det är klart. Du är väldigt pigg för din ålder.
That's why everybody says.
Så hur... Vad gör du med tiden nu när du sitter på dagarna? Och är du ute och handlar eller...
Well, because I haven't been able to go out much now. Nej. But the doctor said now you start to go out a little bit more.
Så du har med andra ord klarat dig bra ifrån sjukdomar och...
Yeah.
Way Linda.
I had two big operations now, and I had my head up some buffalo for I don't know how long.
But you made it.
I made it. But I had to be careful, though. I mean, I can't walk. I can walk with a cane outside, but the doctor won't want me to yet to leave the cane home.
Och nu åker du inte tillbaka till Sverige igen utan?
I don't think so. I'm too old. And then my sister, she was living in Gothenburg, you know. I come right here to Gothenburg and I could stay with her, and they came to the boat and to the plane to meet me and all that.